This week, Artworks begins a new series peeking into the life of young artists, young people who are just setting their minds and career paths toward the arts. Throughout the series, we'll give you a glimpse of what it's like to study in a variety of disciplines and media, and the ups and downs of making creativity a life's focus. This week, Yael Cassander presents our first Artist in the Making.
Introducing Katie Hayden.
My name's Katie Hayden. I'm a BFA metalsmith at Indiana University.
Katie grew up in Bloomington and graduated from North High School. She started at Ivy Tech Community College before transferring to IU. Just admitted to the BFA program in metalsmithing and jewelry design last semester, Katie has at least 3 semesters left to go, even though she's 24 and has been in college for about 4 years.
I went into college thinking I wanted to do art therapy in the individualized major program, but then I started taking studio classes and realized that's really where I wanted to be. And so I took about 2 years of metalsmithing classes to fill the prerequisites before I applied as a BFA.
So you took all of those courses before you even applied as a BFA?
Yeah.
You had to do that?
Absolutely, yeah. You have to take the beginning, the intermediate, and then at least 1, if not 2 semesters of advanced before you can even apply to do your BFA, which is, I think, 27 credits more work in the metalsmithing department.
Wow.
To be a BFA, I think you have to have like at least a 3.0, and you have to have already taken all of the prerequisites to be in any undergraduate art program. So there's a lot of like fundamentals classes that you have to take. Mm-hmm. Like the dreaded fundamental 2D and fundamental 3D classes are kind of awful. They're kind of like the weed out classes. They're just extraordinarily time intensive. To get an A, you really do have to spend like 20 or more hours a week outside of class just to complete the work. It's really demanding.
I'm interested in this pivotal moment when you told your parents, listen, I started out wanting to do art therapy, and that sounds like a profession where I could actually get a job. And
Absolutely. Now,
Mom and Dad, I'm going to do metalsmithing. Do you even know what that is? And what do you think about that?
That wasn't hard for me at all because my mother is a jeweler. So, you know, she was very encouraging about it. It was kind of funny, too, because, I mean, I've been doing art my whole life. Like, in high school, I took a lot of art classes, and I had always really, really pushed away from wanting to do any sort of metalsmithing or jewelry like that because I didn't, you know, want to be like my mom. But then I just kind of gave into it and found out that I really love it and I'm pretty good at it, you know. So I think for my mom, knowing that I'm following her footsteps is really exciting for her to see.
Since you grew up in a culture of people who were artists, who were actively making art, you have a very realistic idea about what the artistic life is like on a practical level. I'm sure a lot of listeners would imagine that being an art major is a fairly ethereal enterprise and that all day long you're speaking about aesthetic issues, philosophical issues, things that are not necessarily practical.
The thing about metalsmithing that is so kind of unique and different is that it's a skilled trade, something that, you know, a couple hundred years ago you would have had to have an apprenticeship for. There's 1,000 different techniques to make just about any one thing. So, you know, you're fabricating these little tiny things. It's so incredibly detail-oriented. You kind of have to be crazy to like it. You really do. It's so obsessive compulsive. I made a chain once that just took me weeks. And every night I would have to sit and just file and file and file like the same jump rings over and over and over again.
Recently, Katie has been working on enameled pendants onto which she transfers digital prints of vintage photographs of tattooed women from the Kinsey collection. Even with the nearly microscopic focus it takes to create her pieces, Katie keeps her eye on the horizon.
It's very heavy over the heads of most students and most people, especially in a BFA program, that there is going to be this real world in about 2 years, you know. Basically, the program helps you be a practical artist. It's a lot of resume building, trying to get in as many shows and exhibitions as you can outside of school, trying to really kind of get your name out there. We get a lot of help you know, from MFAs and our faculty members are just so supportive of us. They really do want to see us succeed.
Well, it's great to capture you right at this moment. And I'm hoping that we can talk some more on another day and see how things are going.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll check in with Katie Hayden and a number of other budding artists as we continue our Artist in the Making series. As always, you can find out more at wfiu.org/arts. And while you're there, tell us your own story.